Induced abortion is a method for terminating a pregnancy. Two general categories exist, medical abortion and surgical abortion. With medical abortion, the patient is given either methotrexate, which stops rapidly growing cells, or mifepristone, which blocks progesterone, leading to shedding of the uterine lining. Then, misoprostol, a prostaglandin that causes the uterus to contract, is given to expel the pregnancy. The whole procedure can take a week or two to complete. Medical abortion is usually restricted to those within 63 days of their last menstrual period or 9 weeks gestational age. It frequently causes significant cramping, abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. However, it usually avoids surgery and anesthesia, and the abortion is completed at home in private. Methotrexate is about 90% effective in terminating early pregnancies. Mifepristone, or RU486, is about 95% effective in terminating pregnancy. As both are potentially teratogenic, surgical termination is usually recommended should they be unsuccessful in causing the abortion. Complications of medical abortion include the usual risks of incomplete abortion, in other words, infection and bleeding, and the occasional side effect of the medications. Surgical abortion is usually achieved by dilating the cervix, then inserting instruments through the cervix and into the uterus to remove the pregnancy. This is variously known as a D&C, or dilatation and curettage, a D&E, or dilatation and evacuation, and sometimes an MVA, or manual vacuum aspiration. The procedure is the same as would be used for terminating a missed abortion or incomplete abortion. This can be performed with relatively little risk up to about 14 weeks of gestation, and somewhat greater risk up to about 24 weeks of gestation. Surgical abortion is highly effective, in excess of 99%. Its advantages include the immediate termination of the pregnancy in a controlled setting with effective anesthesia. Risks of surgical abortion include the usual surgical risks of bleeding, infection, anesthesia complications, and injury to adjacent structures. Serious complications are uncommon. Subsequent fertility does not seem to be affected unless an individual has had many surgical terminations. For many women, the decision to terminate a pregnancy is relatively easy and largely determined by their individual circumstances. For others, the decision is very difficult and reached only with considerable reluctance. Following termination, some women will experience regret, guilt, depression, or other mood alterations. At times, medical intervention with medication or counseling will be needed for these women. The alternative to abortion is allowing the pregnancy to continue and either raising the child or providing for adoption. In counseling women considering abortion, it's important to be informative, non-judgmental, and non-directive. This is an intensely personal decision for the woman. Your role is to be supportive and provide information on alternative options. Ultimately, the woman herself must be free to make her own decision.